In the section below, you can see a low relief of a deer hunting scene. Above, a ram's skull with a garland used for sacrificial animals in antiquity. Higher still are two stones that were reversed when the wall was rebuilt. The ensemble features the announcement of the birth of Christ to the shepherds. On the right, two shepherds looking towards the right, and on the left, the angel. If you now turn around, at the top of the column separating the two bays, you can see a capital depicting the baptism of Christ. The only narrative capital in the church, it dates from the Romanesque period. It shows John the Baptist baptizing his cousin Jesus in the waters of the River Jordan. Above Christ's head is the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, and to the right, the outstretched hand of God. Most of the other capitals, which are all slightly different, bear highly stylized floral motifs, acanthus leaves or palmettes, generally rather flat, and the shadows are accentuated by numerous trepan holes. As is the case in other churches of the region, at Ganagobi, Sisteron and Embrun, for example, on one side is a bust of a grotesque, on the other a lion and five human heads. On the column adjacent to the one with the baptism of Christ, you can also see an unfinished capital. The design of the large basket of acanthus leaves and the doves were perhaps influenced by Byzantine art. This capital gives us an understanding of the different stages in the sculptor's work. Finally, other acanthus leaf capitals were originally used in the Gallo-Roman villa and were reused here.